Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I have always felt misunderstood. No one ever got to see the vulnerable side, never.
Once she got that camera in front of me, she just turned into a different person.
Please welcome one of the most talked about women in Britain, Jordan!
We were all feeding on her like vultures.
She was the queen of Jenga with the media. It was weight, it was looks, it was children.
People were fed up with her, but she put herself in that situation.
We had to do something, otherwise we'd lose her.
I know I've hurt people deeply.
Katie Price has never been one to shy away from the spotlight, and for the past 30 years she's made a career out of her private life being thrust into the public eye. But how well do we really know the real Katie Price? That's the question Nothing to Hide explores in a new four-part documentary created by Louis Theroux's award-winning Mindhouse production team. It explores her life from start to present with never before seen footage of what is really one of Britain's most polarising figures. One of her close friends here in Ireland, Ciara Lambert from Ciara Lambert Hair Consultancy, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Well, Ciara, did you watch the doc last night?
Oh my God, I turned it on last night at 9 o'clock. I didn't actually realise that I could watch every episode, and I was up till all hours.
Glued to
it. Absolutely knackered, yeah, glued to it. It was amazing. It was crazy to see, you know, everything. And I suppose to listen to it all together, it brought back so much, even for me, when I was around her, you know, over the years, and how different she is now and how great she's doing. And yeah, I mean, I started it by laughing so much, like the first relationship, I think, or the second one she spoke about was Gary, I think.
Yeah.
And
the footballer, the electrician.
I can't remember. Yeah, maybe
her first kind of boyfriend.
Yeah, but when he was like, you know, that was it, I was done. And then it went to her saying, good luck, good riddance, you've done me a favour. You know, she is so funny, and she really does make me laugh.
How did you meet Katie, Ciara? Oh, or when did you meet her?
Well, probably 20 years ago now, through Michelle Heaton. Michelle is a friend of mine. At the time, she was, you know, a client. And I suppose at Michelle's parties and stuff like that, I met her. And I remember the very first time I did her hair, it was actually for, and by the way, like, me and Kate are friends. Like, I haven't done her hair in years.
Mm.
I had to stop that because she forgot, like, you know, I actually lived in a different country. She's like, oh, Ciara, I think I want to go blonde. Are you free tomorrow? I'm like, Kate, I'm actually a flight away.
Yeah, so, and I'm busy.
And to be honest with you, I'm so glad, like, her friend Louise in the UK does her hair now, and she's kept it. She's not messed with it. Her hair has come on so well. And I'm delighted to see that, because back then, no matter what you did, no matter how good a job it was, you know, she'd want to just change it a few weeks later, and it wasn't good for the condition of her hair. That's not good for me, you know?
Yeah. And you're in the business of it.
Yeah, and when she wanted to change, which was a lot, you know, it was like, that's what she wanted, you know? So, look, you know, it is a friendship. She's not a client. You know, when she comes over to the likes of the Gossies, she asks, can she come, you know? It's not like, some people have said to me, oh, did you pay for her to come over? Absolutely not. I couldn't afford that, number one. You know, no, she loves it. But sorry, to go back to your question.
So you kind of met her through the Liberty X singer, Michelle Heating. You met her through parties. And when you met her 2 decades ago, Ciara, what was she like then? Because at that stage, like, when you met her, she must have been at the peak of her fame.
Oh, God, yeah. I remember when we were in the Intercon Hotel, I think, and she was going to the VIP Style Awards, actually. And I was doing her hair and just styling of her. And we got into the lift all together. And she was looking at me as if, who is this? You know, she just wasn't there. You know, she was like petrified that I was a reporter. And I remember hearing her saying, who's that? Is she a journalist? Or, you know, she was so nervous, you know, of who was around her. I remember my first conversation with her, and you know, it wasn't that long after she broke up with Peter. And yeah, I just think she was fragile. You know, and she was so lovely, don't get me wrong. And, you know, I wouldn't be I wouldn't be the hairdresser you'd book for your wedding, put it that way. Yeah. I'm not great at, like, you know, curly blow dries. I'm more color cutting extensions. And, you know, she had these awful, if I'm honest, really long, awful hair extensions, and she wanted them, you know, curled and bouncy. I was like, how am I going to do this? I was petrified, but she was so nice, you know.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, she wanted it a certain way or whatever, but she was just so lovely and but lost, you know. I remember how lost she was and nervous of who was around her. And, you know, at that time I had no idea, you know. I was obviously nearly 20 years younger. Then it kind of went on. I just, you know, would have met her at events or whatever. Then I was in the UK and she heard I was in the UK and asked me to come and do her extensions, and we kind of hit it off from there.
Yeah. So it was a sort of a professional relationship kind of initially, but she became obviously good friends. Do you know, it's funny, one of the things in watching the documentary myself late last night, Ciara.
Yeah.
There's actually, like, there's a real kind of a sadness to it, certainly in the first episode or two, you know, like you can see how vulnerable she is.
Oh, listen, I was bawling by the end of it, you know. At the start, she was, you know, I was laughing at different things because she does really crack me up, you know. But at the end, it was just so sad to see it all. Like, she's told me all these stories over time, but when you actually sit down and watch it together, it just makes so much sense. And I've had so many debates with people over the years when, oh, what's she doing now? And I saw this and I saw that, and I'm like, no, like, that's not real, you know, that's not her. Like, I'll give you an example.
Yeah. Andrea.
Like, anytime she has come over here to do work, whether it was the Saturday night with Miriam, late, whatever it is, they put her up in a lovely hotel, okay? And she'd say to me, Ciara, would you mind if I stayed with you instead? Of course, you know, like, she just hated being on her own. But obviously at the time, she never told me that. And I remember one occasion, and by the way, like, anytime, you know, any of my friends are, oh, Katie Price is in your house, God, was she, you know, drinking loads? Absolutely not. All she loved to do was get in her PJs, get in front of the TV and be calm and eat sweets. Like, you know, of course, when she's been over, we've had nights out.
Yeah.
But, like, and I'm sure, you know, looking back now, I mean, to go back to what I was saying, she was with Ciaran at the time. She didn't want to go home for whatever reason. She kept changing her flight. She's like, Ciara, do you mind if I stay on? Do you mind if I stay on? I was like, of course, like, you know,
yeah.
It's like, I love it here. And it's just so calm. And whatever she was going through, she didn't fully tell me at the time. But looking back now, I know, you know. And I mean, Andrea, I'd say her family were worried sick about her, thinking, who is she over in Ireland with? Who is this girl, Ciara? Like, Andrea, I've never taken a drug in my life.
Yeah.
I'm not
a
big drinker. I love a night out and a dance, don't get me wrong. But I would never have been a big drinker, or, you know. And, like, honestly, she just loved to get a takeaway, eat sweets, watch a movie and be calm.
Which is funny to hear, because, like, know, like, I mean, when, in my years growing up as a teenager, she was kind of the first real probably glamour model that I would ever have known of. Like, the name Jordan is kind of so synonymous with, like, the kind of the mid to late 90s period.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You probably don't think of her as being someone who, you know, as you say, is knocking around the house in the pajamas and looking to get the takeaway.
Family time.
Sit in on the. And what's she like when the cameras aren't around, Ciara? Like, is that how she is all of the time? She's maybe a bit more chill that we just don't see.
So chilled. So easy to talk to. Like, oh God, the difference. Just again, like, after watching that last night, you know, I remember times being in her house and she'd be rushing off to LA and wasn't like what Junior and Princess were saying, like, she wasn't there. And I'd never, by the way, and the reason why me and her, and she trusts me, I've never talked to the press about Katie ever. I've never done that. And a lot of people in her life have. And she does find it hard to trust.
Yeah.
And so many have let her down. She knows I'm talking to you today, as you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you asked me yesterday, I was trying to avoid it because I've never done it before and I never would do it, you know. But after watching that last night and seeing how honest they all were,
yeah,
I kind of said, well, do you know what? They've been honest. So I can be honest, and it's okay because it's out there, and anyone that hasn't watched it, you know, they have an opinion of where they really should watch it.
And that's the thing. It is probably different to what you, like, I came away from it with, as I said, with that kind of, actually a tinge of real sadness in looking at it. And she herself, Ciara, in the documentary says that she's misunderstood, you know, that she needs to kind of reflect more. She says, I am what I am and I've got nothing to hide. Would you agree with that, that she's 100%. A misunderstood soul?
100%. I remember when she did, was it last year, the year before, Nikki Byrne's podcast?
Yeah.
And I went with her and she didn't even ask him what the questions were going to be. She just said, Nikki, I don't want to know what you're going to ask me. Ask me anything.
Anything.
And Nikki is just so respectful. Yes. Like, he would never ask her. Fella. Unreal. And he just wanted to chat to her about her life. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
because she's had a fascinating life.
Yeah, but he didn't want to talk about her relationships or, but he could have if he wanted to. Like, she said, ask me anything.
Yeah.
You know? And she really, like, she would say that to you, you know, when you eventually speak to her, she'd tell you, ask me anything.
She would say, honestly, ask me, like, anything at all.
Yeah, she'd never want to know what the questions are going to be. She's an open book.
Does her public image match who she is in private now and in 2026, Ciara? Because obviously her, you know, her career path has changed and she's not in the public eye as much as she would have been, you know, a decade and a half ago. But is that public image now still who she is?
Like, obviously I see differences, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously when I watch her, you know, on TV or, you know, online or whatever, and she really does make me laugh, you know, some things that she comes out with. I'm not saying she's totally different, but yeah, she does work to the camera, you know? Like, she
And she says that herself in the documentary. Yeah. Like, she knew that was kind of something she wanted to do from a young age.
Yeah.
When you now meet people, Ciara, with her, and I've obviously met you with Ciara once or twice over events here in Ireland over the years, but what would you say, what do people often get wrong about Katie Price?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people say, Ciara, what has she done? She was so beautiful. And I'd actually say, actually, she's still beautiful, you know, and I don't agree with all the work she's had done either. But, you know, sometimes those pap pictures make her look a lot worse, you know, like, and there's so much negative online, as we all know. But seeing her that night, especially, it's obviously the freshest in my head. The gossip is the latest one. The amount of positivity that came out with that. We went to Dancing with the Stars then that weekend, and she had lovely chats with Brian and everyone, and, you know, she did an interview with James Patrice, not a bother on her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was actually wearing my clothes because she wasn't planning on staying so long yet again.
Yeah.
And I actually I styled her that night, and everyone was like, she looked great. Now, of course, it was, you know, a beaded dress that I would obviously wear a slip under. Okay. She didn't. she wore boots, one of my, a pair of my boots or whatever. And she looked great. And so many people said, wow, she looked great. And I said, she had no choice. She had, you know, she had to cover up a little bit.
She was dressed as you.
My clothes, yeah. But it was so lovely to see how positive that weekend was. Yeah.
She obviously likes coming to Ireland, does she?
Loves it. Oh my God, she absolutely loves it. And you know what? She's coming. She was on to me. I'm off. I'd love to come over. So I don't know. She had a crazy day yesterday, but there's a chance she could be coming over tomorrow or next week. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to tell her to come into us for a chat.
Well, she'd love to.
Yeah.
She'd love to. And this is the thing, Andrea, you know, she's like, I'll do that. You know, she's a hard worker. As well, and you know, she's really, like, the difference I see in her now is huge. Like, huge. She's so focused. She just wants to work, and you know, she's like, it's crazy just to watch all that last night, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to put you in a difficult position, Ciara, because I know, as you said, you are very good friends, and you don't betray her trust in that way. But she obviously kind of in the last month or so was sort of back in the spotlight, nothing to do with the documentary at all, but obviously over the whole her husband Lee Andrews been missing and found and all of that. Or, like, would you have much chat with her around that period?
I was obviously making sure she was okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, prior to all this, as I said, the last time she was over, when she had kind of just met him at the start, I got her on her own, you know, over that weekend. And she's actually in the car with me. And I said, look, I said, you know, I'm just worried for you that you're going to get hurt and you're going to be let down again. And, you know, that's my main worry. Like, obviously, once you're happy, like, you're a grown woman, you do what you want, of course. I said, just that's what worries me, like, you know. And she's like, Kira, trust me on this one. She said, I am going to be fine. I am fine. Yeah. She said, that won't happen to me again. She said, nobody will do that to me again. I have learned so much from past relationships. I'm stronger. I said, but what if it turns out that he is a con man, that he is this and he is that and he is that, you know? And she was like, I'll deal with it. I'll be fine. You know, so...
Would you describe her as a strong person, Kira?
Yes and no.
And strong people can have moments of, like, we're all vulnerable.
She's very, yeah, she's very strong in the sense of, you know, when it comes to work and, you know, her family, and she knows what she's doing and nobody will tell her what to do. And, you know, she's not a pushover and she's no fool, that's for sure. But when it comes to love, I don't know how strong she is. I can't answer that, you know, but I do know that she just wants to be loved, you know, and she deserves to be loved.
Yeah. What's the one thing, if people met her for a day, what do you think it surprised the most about her?
How open she is, how friendly she is. She would talk to absolutely anyone. My mother, as an example, we were in the field a couple of years ago, especially when she was with Chris, and she came over to visit with him, and I said, I'm actually in Wexford with my family. I said, you're welcome to come. I'll see if they've room available. I'd love to, you know. And she came or whatever, and she sat down with my mum and dad. We had dinner, and my mum loved her. You know, my mum's like, wow, she goes, I think she's great, you know. And like, look, my mum loves everyone. She doesn't talk back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you'd have to really get it out of her. But at the same time, like, you know, when my mum loves somebody, you know, it's to me, that's, it's hard to explain. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Your mum obviously took to her when she met her.
She really did. And she'd always say, you know, God love her. And, you know, not in a pity way, but like, you know, just, she's so lovely. And, you know, then she's, you know, she's great crack. And, you know, I love how she's so open and she doesn't care, you know, but she does care. People say, oh, she doesn't give a shit. Of course she cares.
Yeah.
But she just says that.
You sound like a great friend to her, Kira.
Listen, I just, you know, I really care about her. And you know what I love about Kate? I haven't done her hair in years, other than if she's over, she goes into the salon and gets a blow dry. I don't sweat over it myself. But, you know, like, it's not anything to do with promotion or anything like that. As I said, you know, when I was doing her hair, it wasn't good promotion because she was changing it all the time. So, you know, it's just not a work thing or promotion thing at all.
Just a friend thing.
What I loved about her was, when I stopped doing her hair, and this is what I say to everyone when they ask me, you know, what she like, she kept in touch. I remember, you know, over the years, sometimes she used to have to change her number every 2 weeks. For whatever reason, I was always the one to get the new number, okay? She didn't want anything. She didn't want her hair done. She wasn't looking for anything. But she'd reach out. How are you? How's the kids? How's Sean? She loves my husband, Sean. They get on great. Loves the kids. The kids love her. And she always, you know, she always kept in touch. She wasn't looking for it. It started as a hair thing, yes. But now it's like, you know, I just love that she... you know, she just
Well, you've maintained a friendship, as you say, over the guts of 20-odd years, which it can be a hard thing to do at the best of times anyway.
Yeah.
Kira, it's lovely.
I know she trusts me, so that's why, you know, I think there's not many that she can. She's got some really good friends, don't get me wrong, but over the years I've seen a lot of, you know.
Yeah. And it's all played out, I suppose, in public eye as well.
Yeah.
I have to say the documentary as well, well worth watching. It's on Sky. It's on Now TV as well. It's a four-parter, but it's very interesting. And you hear there's so many different people, you know, from that have played a part in her life from start to present.
Yeah,
in fairness, they've great access to it. And it is. And Katie herself, you know, is basically the narrator of it, you know. So she's front and centre of the doc. It's worth your time watching it. Kira, listen, we really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks a million for telling us about
so much.
Kate Price is her family caller.
Yes, and I hope you get to meet her soon properly.
We do too. You'll have to bring her into us. Kira Lambert from
All right.
Kira Lambert Hair Consultancy. Kira, thanks a million for joining us in the programme.
Thanks so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.